Hello and welcome to another episode of Badshah. Today we'll be talking about Pakistan versus Australia T20 series. First game just happened last night. It actually rained out and very, very lucky escape for Pakistan because they were reduced to a very paltry total of 105 in 15 overs. 5 overs were lost due to rain. Babar Azam stood out in his first innings as a captain, Lucky, 59. And Lucky is joining me today, as you can see. Lucky, welcome.
Thank you.
So I was going to Babar Azam's topic. First game as a captain, first 50. Captaincy, has it affected him?
No. He played with more responsibility. This is what we have been talking about. Like, if you don't give him a chance, you will never come to know whether he is capable or not.
And India has done that with Kohli. You know, South Africa.
You need to desperately go for these guys who are young enough,
yeah,
and they are doing good.
Yeah.
If you are thinking about future, he needs some time to get, you know, to gel up with the team. This is what he's doing.
So
this is the first time, you know, and in Australia he already
scored. Very interesting, Shami. You think about the future, you have to give these people chances. 37-year-old Irfan comes back. We talked about selection, eh? Well, but an 18-year-old Hassan, who's performed, who took a hat-trick in the T20 series against Sri Lanka, is out of the team.
Exactly, yeah.
So, man, what is going on?
This is what we have been talking about. Like, if politics is there, you know, team will suffer. Definitely, because these guys are the youngsters, right? And they are doing good. If you throw them out when they are not doing good, right?
Yeah.
But they are doing good and you are keeping them away.
Well, from the so Hassan took a hat-trick against Sri Lanka. He has missed the last game. He was dropped and now he's missed this game.
Yeah.
Like, what is it doing for his confidence?
But they are, that is what I'm saying. Like, his confidence will never boost up because he's out.
Exactly.
He's sitting back home, right? He's not doing anything.
And I'll come back to you on Mizbah selection policies because you and I talked about
MS. Exactly, yes.
He's literally ruined their careers now. But we'll come back to that. Let's talk about Babar Azam again. How did you find him last
time? There was no pressure on him. No pressure. This is what this guy is all about, right? And he has seen the quality in others like Smith,
yeah,
Kohli,
yeah,
even Rohit Sharma, right? Whenever he gets a chance, Williamson. Now think about these batsmen. They're already a real good batsman, right?
Yeah.
And where Babar Azam stands with them.
Yeah.
The only difference is he hasn't got any chance.
Yeah.
So unless you don't give him a chance, you're not supposed to, you know, start questioning that whether he's capable or not.
And we saw how mature he is.
Exactly.
First innings. Yeah.
No pressure, captaincy. Away home.
And also, Fakhar Zaman was gone in the first over again.
Exactly, yes.
What are we going to do with Fakhar Zaman?
Yeah, I think there are 3 games they are playing, T20s. I think, you know, you cannot say like this guy cannot play.
Does he want
as a captain, like, if I am a captain, I will have that confidence in my, because Salman, see, opening stand is not for everyone.
No,
you cannot keep on changing the opening,
right?
That, yes. And plus, when your captain is with you,
yeah,
and who is playing good, you just need a partnership. That's it.
So, like, you know, I'll go back 2 years. Pakistan had an opener, Sharjeel Khan, extremely good,
very good player. Yes.
Babar Zaman was very young. He scored centuries against Australia.
And you know, he has those shots like T20.
He's got all the shots. Yes. Very classic player. He's very, you know, Saidan Ramir Sol style. Now, Pakistan
is coming back,
in club cricket. And if they track him back into the national team, does Fakhar Zaman have a future?
So this is what competition is all about, Salman. If, like, you know, example, I'll give you a big example of Sourav Ganguly right now taking over BCCI.
Yeah.
He directly told he's going to look after the Ranji Trophy, you know,
yeah,
the standard of that.
Yeah, yeah, like Pakistan.
Yeah, exactly. Because these guys are playing there. And if you make that platform a best one, then you will get the cream coming out.
That's right.
So this is what Pakistan is trying to do this
year. But yes, to think of this, what doesn't make sense to me, Shah Afridi was wonderful in limited overs cricket. Your 18-year-old father, you saw how good he was in the World Cup. They did not pick him for the T20 series.
So,
it doesn't make sense to me. Naseem Shah, tear away fast bowler, took 6 wickets again, did not pick him. They picked him for test, not for T20. So I'm very confused by the selection policy. Pakistan got very lucky because Irfan gave 25, 26 runs in one over.
Yeah,
in 3 overs, they were at 40. If rain wouldn't have come, Pakistan would have lost.
Yeah. They just got saved by, I guess, 7 balls or
11 balls. Yeah, 11 balls.
If there was, you know,
yeah, you're right,
an over, maybe Amin's over was done, but they might have won it.
They might have won it, exactly.
Yeah.
And Finch wasn't happy because it took a 20-minute break in between. Finch wasn't really happy about that. And that, he's saying that cost Australia the game. He basically said that the reason I attacked on the ballers is because I...
Yeah, makes sense, Salman. When you see that, yes, the climate is this, and I have to go for runs, right?
So, like, you know,
that is what, as a captain, he did.
Why I'm asking this question? You are a head umpire here as well, right? what does umpire have in their power to change? Because umpires could have started the game 10 minutes soon.
That's so if it, this is what some, yes, when you go to different places. Now, if they have already given that 20 minute of gap, I don't know who gave it. It's not the only umpire.
They were the ICC ruling.
Yes. So if it was already there,
yeah.
Then, you know, they never change it. They never change it.
Yeah.
They will never change it because the weather says this, you can start 5 minutes before.
You cannot.
There is a big example of South Africa playing India. It was the fifth day, fourth day was washout.
Yeah.
And there were so many questions in the news, you know, that umpires can start the game to get the result before 10 at 9. But they didn't do it because it's already 10 there, right? So it doesn't affect that the whole day was gone because of rain. It's none of their business. It's nature. So might be that big question mark.
I'm just throwing common sense out there. Because when you say common sense, start 10 minutes early and the game is done. But then it benefits one team.
But to be honest, see the other way. It's a nature, right? How did the nature know that it's 5 overs?
Whenever the rain is there, you can't do it.
As a captain, he wanted 3 points.
Yeah,
he wanted that.
And rain has affected more games this year. I mean, we saw the World Cup then anywhere, so it wasn't surprising.
So you cannot challenge climate.
You know, we're so cricket crazy. We're so passionate about cricket. The whole Sri Lanka series happens and it doesn't rain. Pakistan show up and rain. Like, it doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah,
you barely get cricket and then rain ruins it.
So the series can be like, you know. According to Pakistan now, it can be 1-1 or 2-0, 2-0 loss or 2-0.
So now, ranking-wise, I'll tell you what happens. Is if Australia wins 2-0 from here, they become the number one team. Pakistan drops 2.
Yeah.
If it's 1-1, Pakistan stays on 1. But Australia
because the points are good.
So I think this is in some ways good for Pakistan.
Pakistan, yeah. Definitely, yes. When you were already on the back foot.
Already on the back foot. Yeah.
So when rain gives you a point.
Should Irfan play? Nice game.
Where are they playing is a big question.
I don't know. Melbourne, I think.
Yeah.
I'm not too sure at this point.
Might be like, yeah, there are some pitches where spinners play their part. And
Gordon and Rivas are already in the team.
So should they not go? Maybe, yes, they may be. And you know what? This is where Babar Azam should take a point like, give me these 3 games. I want to get, stick with the team.
That's right.
So that I can question these guys also, like, you couldn't perform.
That's right.
Right away giving a captainship and asking him to change every team for a match means, you know,
so what, you know,
demand changing.
One thing that bothers me is Misbah makes a decision by bringing Irfan in the team as a selector.
Yeah.
And Irfan is right away playing again.
Yeah, definitely.
Misbah makes a selection of Ahmed Shahzad right away. So who's really putting
That is what I'm saying.
That's like,
do not pressurize that particular captain who is. Who is just doing his first match.
But Sarfraz, you know,
right?
The whole thing
he was just like, I can say, a puppet.
Puppet?
Yeah.
And then he gets dropped.
I literally feel like Babar Azam shouldn't be treated that way. Otherwise, there is no difference.
So I'm going back to Anil Kumble and Virat Kohli days.
Yes.
You see where I'm going, right?
Yeah.
You've seen the difference since Kumble is not there.
Yeah.
Right? So I'm hoping Misbah is not going down that path because Babar Azam is the best you've got.
Yeah.
He needs the time.
Time, yes. You have to give him time. Yeah. Definitely, yes.
Yeah. And Babar Azam has openly said, you know, he appreciated the work Sarfraz did as a captain. He made us number one. He said that in his press conference. So he's already had a good start. He's acknowledging the good things that he's done, right? So
he has already been there for a while, Salman.
Yeah.
He is looking around everything. The only thing is, like, you have to motivate him. That's it.
Yeah.
He's already there now, right? The only thing is that he wants, as a captain, he wants something that you have to provide him.
Yeah,
that's it.
Absolutely. So, would you make any change in Pakistan's
team? No, I will not go with it.
Still keep it fun?
Yes. Because, Salman, see, it's a 3-match series, right? So, if you don't give him a chance and then you throw him back, so he's not coming back.
Yeah.
If you have already made, like, okay, I'm giving you a chance, so his chance is gone.
That's true.
But the only difference is, when you break, you know, every game, your team selection, there is no combination.
There's no combination. You constantly keep changing.
Exactly.
Yeah,
so it doesn't work that way too.
That's No, thank you, Lucky. Yeah, it's definitely a hot topic. Luckily, Pakistan got saved, but I don't think that's going to happen in second or third game. They'll have to up their game, and Irfan has to really put a lot of effort.
I'll add one more thing, Salman. Have you seen the downgrade of what is his name? Finch, but he was still there in the World Cup. He was out of form, totally
out of form.
Completely
out of form.
But see, the management backed him up.
Kept him as a captain.
Exactly. and he was in the semi-final in the World Cup.
Yeah.
Where you could remember, like, everyone...
Yeah, they were, exactly. I remember that. He was,
everyone just throwed away Australia out of that top three.
Yeah.
Like, they were...
And he took them to
the center. Nowhere. But see, this is what the selection committee and the management does for you.
That's right.
Okay, boy, you are the one. You are the leader.
Yeah.
He got so many chances, and definitely now you can see.
So what you're saying is Pakistan almost has to take that approach.
You have to go for positive, Salwa. If you just wanted, okay, Sarfaraz is thrown, okay, we don't have option, Babar Azam one or two series and done. Now where are you going then?
Yeah. Constantly on the drawing.
You give him some time.
Yeah.
If you don't see or he lags behind, like Sachin Tendulkar did, he couldn't take that pressure, then you take it away. Like, he will feel like, yes, my batting is getting affected.
Yeah. And so this is for Pakistan. Australia has been the toughest series,
exactly,
regardless of the format, because they're a very different team to play, and the conditions are very foreign to Pakistan. So
yeah.
I think if Babar Azam can pass this test with flying colors, he's got a bright future.
Definitely, he already proved it in the first match.
He did, absolutely, yeah. Exactly.
He is a classic player.
He's a classic player, for sure. No, that's good. Thank you so much, Lucky, for giving your feedback and comments on this. And for viewers, you know, give us some comments on what do you think Babar Azam, the way he started, what do you think of that? And where do you think Pakistan will go from this? Should Irfan be kept in the team? Should he be dropped for the next game? Should Hasnain be given a chance? But a lot of, yeah, I'm pretty sure a lot of topics will come as the series progresses. But lots to look forward to in the series for between Pakistan and Australia. Keep watching Badshah. Make sure you do like and subscribe. And we will be back shortly with another video. Thank you, Lucky.
No problem. Bye.
Bye.